This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's sincerely thankful to the United States for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. In his daily late-night address to the nation, Zelensky said he and U.S. President Joe Biden discussed the new weapons shipment, imposing new and tougher sanctions against Russia, and efforts to bring to justice Russian soldiers who committed war crimes in Ukraine. Experts commissioned by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say they have found clear patterns of violations of international humanitarian law by Russian forces in Ukraine. Zelensky also said he was thankful for Wednesday's visit by the presidents of Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. Latvian President Agils Levits said the meeting sent a message of solidarity with Ukraine.
This joint visit of four European presidents shows closest ties between our countries and Ukraine and the absolute solidarity with Ukraine in this difficult situation when Ukraine is fighting for Europe, when Ukraine is fighting for democracy, and when Ukraine is fighting for us.
President Zelensky also said work was continuing to clear tens of thousands of unexploded shells, mines, and tripwires that were left behind in northern Ukraine by retreating Russian forces. Meanwhile, one of Russian President Vladimir Putin's closest allies warned NATO Thursday that if Sweden and Finland joined the U.S.-led military alliance, then Russia would have to bolster its defenses in the region to restore military balance. Dmitry Medvedev, deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, also says such a move means that there can be no more talk of any nuclear-free status for the Baltic. Prime Minister Sanna Marin of Finland, which shares a 1,300-kilometer-long border with Russia, said Wednesday her country will make a decision on whether to join NATO in the next few weeks. This is VOA News. U.S. government agencies say they have discovered malware that could take control of critical industrial control systems. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports.
A joint alert from multiple U.S. government agencies warns of the discovery of malicious cyber tools that could disrupt industrial control systems. The alert, published by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, comes from the Energy and Homeland Security Departments, the FBI, and the National Security Agency. The threat actors have not been identified, but cybersecurity firm Mandiant says the tools are consistent with malware used in Russia's prior physical attacks. The U.S. government has warned of possible cyber attacks from Russia as retaliation for economic sanctions imposed on Moscow in response to its invasion of Ukraine. Robert M. Lee of the cybersecurity firm Drago says based on the configuration of the malware, initial targets would be liquefied natural gas and electric facilities in North America. I'm Mike Garcia.
The man suspected of attacking commuters inside a New York City subway train earlier this week will make his first court appearance Thursday. Frank James was arrested Wednesday, more than 24 hours after he allegedly set off smoke bombs inside the train as it was traveling through New York's Brooklyn neighborhood before opening fire. 10 people were wounded in the attack, while 13 others suffered various injuries. Federal officials have charged the 62-year-old James with carrying out a terrorist attack on a mass transit system. He could face life in prison if convicted. Officials in the Philippines say at least 120 people are now confirmed dead after a powerful tropical storm that struck the Pacific nation last week. Heavy rains produced by Tropical Storm Meggy triggered floods and landslides that buried scores of villages across the central Philippines. Many of the fatalities occurred in the town of Bebe City in Leyte Province, where more than 200 people were injured. Tens of thousands of residents were forced to evacuate their homes because of Tropical Storm Meggy, the first one to hit the archipelago this year. At least 20 storms and typhoons strike the Philippines each year. And repeating our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's sincerely thankful to the United States for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.